Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the past, I have discussed accounting and financial sleight-of-hand gimmicks used by the U.S. government to paint a rosier picture of federal finances. While I have received many compliments, there is a minority who apparently believe that my quoting data from the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and similar sources makes me an extremist to ignore. Today, let me try to explain the financial condition of the U.S. government in the most favorable light, relying almost exclusively on data from the Congressional Budget Office. In projections released last year, using the overly optimistic cash flow basis of accounting instead of the more accurate accrual basis, the CBO projects that the federal deficit will rise from about 4% of gross domestic product in 2014 to almost 16% in 2035. There are two scenarios being promoted in Washington for managing this economy-destroying rise in the annual deficit. The first is to inflate the money supply. This will inevitably result in soaring consumer prices. As repeated past experience in the U.S. and other countries has demonstrated, inflation of the money supply destroys the income and wealth of working people and retirees. The alternative is to raise taxes. How high? The CBO has spelled it out. Tax rates for individuals and corporations in all brackets will nearly double by the year 2050, then shoot up to almost 2.5 times current levels by 2082. When federal, state, and local tax rates approach 100% of income, most people will lose the incentive to earn high incomes. Yet, the optimistic CBO estimates assume that people in current high income tax brackets will continue to work. Therefore, even as scary as the CBO projections might be, I think common sense tells us that the results will be much worse. Simply stated, Uncle Sam is broke. Last year, the August increase in the federal debt limit included a provision to establish a congressional supercommittee to come up with a token amount of spending reductions. The supercommittee failed. In the middle of a crisis, Congress proved unable to adopt real spending reductions. If you won't believe me when I say that the U.S. government is bankrupt, maybe you'll believe the Congressional Budget Office or someone like David Walker, the U.S. Comptroller General from 1998 to 2008, when they say the same thing. Ignorance or wishful thinking will not make the problem go away. You owe it to yourself, your loved ones, and others to take a sober look at reality. Then prepare yourself. In my thinking, owning physical gold and silver is part of the solution. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.